Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news with veteran keeper Scott Carson. Pep Guardiola said it was like having a captain behind the scenes for him last season. He's in a new one-year deal after spending the last two seasons on loan with the Premier League champions from Derby. He's now put pen to paper. Efforts were rewarded after a couple of appearances last season. He was back up to Edison and Zach Steffen. But Pep Guardiola has spoken about his influence behind the scenes. And Carson said, "It's a pleasure and a privilege to be part of the setup at City. To be around Pep and his backroom staff is fantastic, and I've learnt so much since 2019. I want to continue pushing the other goalkeepers we have here. I want to make sure my experience rubs off on them." Into other news, Man City have confirmed some changes to their pre-season schedule. They've confirmed that fans will not be allowed in the Academy Stadium next Tuesday to see them take on Preston North End, but the game will be streamed on their subscription service. The Blues are expecting to welcome supporters back to their training ground for the first time in 16 months, but now confirming the news, they've said that an outbreak of COVID cases in the Academy has forced the club to shut one of the three buildings for 10 days at the City of Football Academy, meaning that fans will also have to stay out. Into some shock transfer news, some reports across the country suggest that Man City are now lining up a move for Juventus forward Cristiano Ronaldo. The citizens are eager to bring a new attacker before the transfer window closes in 6 weeks' time, and are waving goodbye to club legend Sergio Aguero. Harry Kane and Erling Braut Haaland were two players they considered. Reports suggest, though, that they're now trying to eye up a move for the former Manchester United player, or whether or not he would join United's rivals remains to be seen. And finally, into the news, Man City are optimistic about England star Phil Foden playing their first game of the season, who's part of the England squad for Euro 2020, but was ruled out of the final due to injury, but City are hopeful that he will be able to pass fitness tests in the coming weeks. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.